This is the Snack Tank.
You love snacks? We judge snacks.
With your hosts, Jamie Cuban Crockett
and Fallon, the lady with short hair, Klug. Today, we will talk with three different contestants, which are each going to share their favorite snack with us.
At the end of the episode, we each will choose, do we promote their favorite snack or do we deny their favorite snack?
This
is Snack Tank.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Eddie W. Coffles. I just made that up. What's your middle name?
Thank you for getting the middle name on. It means a lot to me. And I love you guys. It's good
I
to see you.
I had 26 options, and I went with W for some reason.
It's V. And I'm the third.
Okay, I was close. I was two.
Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Edward Vincent Cuffelt III. Isn't that a ridiculous mouthful of a name?
I love it.
Are you royalty?
You do sound like royalty.
Great question. I don't think so. I did 23andMe, and I found out a lot, and I did not find out about
royalty. Your name gives a lot of royal energy.
I think that was my dad's intention. And it was also the first thing he asked me when we got engaged was... Literally, we got engaged. We saw them like 10 minutes later. He's like, is there going to be an Eddie the Fourth? You're like, my God, man, let's stay in the moment.
Right.
Like, we're not even talking children. If so, we got a 50-50 chance that it'll be a male child. And by the way, 0% chance that I would name this kid after me or
right.
you. So no, there won't be an E4, but okay.
E4! Are you called E3?
I sometimes, yeah.
Wow. I'm forever calling you E3. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay,
like
so thank you so much for being here with us on the Snack Tank.
Yeah, this is an honor.
How long have you been praying for this moment?
I mean, without ceasing, I would say for a long, long time.
Right.
Generally, since you asked me, and I am a little bit flop sweating because I've seen the show.
Uh-huh.
I know the prep that you're about to give me,
sure.
that I just have 3 minutes to roll. This isn't like old Annie and Eddie where it's like, hey, each one of you are each other's safety net. You're just going to push mm-hmm. me out here into the tank, mm-hmm. and out I come, and the sharks are just sitting there, and I got to pitch you a snack.
Exactly.
It's very terrifying. I mean, I love you all, but this is a wild kind of situation.
Hey, we're here to support you with our presence.
We're the most stressful podcast on the network is how we describe ourselves.
You are.
So without further ado, let's not stress you out anymore.
Yeah.
Eddie Coffles, thank you for being on the Snack Tank. What is your snack?
Hello, sharks. I am coming to you to pitch you a snack that I am certain that you have not had. A lot of times when people bring foreign snacks that are not American-based to the table, I think there's sort of a sense that we have to like this because we'll feel bad if we don't. I want to relieve that pressure because I'm telling you that even though this snack is not American-based, it is my favorite snack and it is good. Unlike when I went to, have any of you been to Epcot? I know you're not allowed to talk. Can you just raise your hand if you've been?
Oh, a lot. I love Epcot.
Never been.
Two hands for me.
Do you know that there's a Coca-Cola place at Epcot where you can get Coca-Cola from around the world?
And no, where at? Is it in a certain country?
I mean, it's country of Coca-Cola. It just says Coca-Cola in gigantic letters. And you go in and you can taste sodas from around the world. And you go in there wanting to be worldly, right? And then you try the soda from Israel, and it is, without question, complete toilet water. It's absolutely the worst drink in the world, and you can't pretend to like it, and nobody in Israel likes this soda either. So anyway, I am bringing you a snack from the country of Ethiopia. So Ethiopia, love Ethiopia. Some people know that part of our family is from Ethiopia. We have been there many times. And if you've never been to Ethiopia, the staple of the food in Ethiopia is this bread called injera. And injera is this really flat kind of pancakey bread, but real flat and real bubbly. and it has almost a sour taste to it. It's made out of a kind of flour that you used to not even be able to get in America called teff flour, and it's really rich in iron. And the cool thing about it is that this injera becomes like, you don't use it instead of like a fork and a knife, which, by the way, great idea. Why wouldn't we use food instead of utensil? Because that allows us to get more food without feeling like we're getting more food. It's just a brilliant idea. So you take this injera and you rip a piece of it off and you grab whatever you're eating and you kind of eat the whole thing. People who are listening to this can't see, but I'm basically like clawing a piece of this injera. So this injera bread is crazy good. A company in Virginia, or actually a company in Maryland, has created the snack that I present to you. It is not available in most places in the world, but it is available around where I live and in front of you. And so, Sharks, I am passing around to you 4 boxes, different flavors of injera crisps.
Wow.
Okay. So this company has gone all out and taken this injera and made it into a chip. Now, at first you're like, okay, I got to like injera to like this. I got to be sort of into it. But really, can you hear the cat meowing in the background? It's time for her to be fed.
We love it. It's adding a little
Waffles
something.
Waffles is on the snack
show. Waffles wants injera.
She sure does. So they've made these into chips, and you think, okay, how? Maybe it's good. Maybe I just like it because I like injera. No. I posit to you that there is a possibility that this is the world's greatest dipping chip and also solo chip. It comes in many flavors, of which I have sent you the 4 best, and I offer them to you. The first I would ask you to try is the classic flavor. Okay. So this is injera crisped up and just basically made into a hard chip.
Okay.
So now for those that are listening.
Injera is I-N-J-E-R-A. Because I also had no... If you'd asked me to spell that, I wouldn't have won this contest.
And also, you could have started it with an E. So you'll taste nice little crunch, bit of a sour back note to it. Okay, so injera crisp. Think of it like dipping into like a buffalo dip on a Super Bowl, like Super Bowl party. That's what we're talking about with this. So that's the regular injera. Now, I don't have to make you taste all 4, but I will say that if I was going to try another one, the rosemary, fantastic.
What I grabbed.
Fallon's holding that.
The rosemary is, we order those a pallet at a time in our house and burn through them.
I'm going to try the cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, cinnamon sugar, not a joke. Cinnamon sugar, think fall. Rosemary. Oh, there we go. A little rosemary. Okay. Okay, we're feeling
Did you
that.
Eat the whole thing?
Yeah, I just put the whole thing in my mouth.
Okay, here's the second half.
Just one more. Oh, you're sharing a single bite, which is so precious. Everybody shares little bites together. And then the final one is medium spicy. I will tell you that Ethiopians don't play when it comes to spice.
Oh, no.
And so what their medium spicy is what you would consider very spicy.
Okay. Can Fallon do this?
I'm doing the smallest corner.
I don't know, but if you're not a huge spicy fan, you're going to need a little bit of sippy of water, and I'm not sure that you have any around.
Some.
We both do.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
Fallon is...
Not a lot of reaction.
Fallon is...
A lot of water.
Fallon is struggling through medium spicy.
Yeah. The very spicy one will just rip through your throat. So it's really just that's not for the faint of heart. Those are injera crisps. We eat them a lot, and that is what I present to you, my friends and sharks.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Jamie
you.
Crockett?
Yeah.
Crockett?
What'd you call me?
I think I said Jamie Crockett.
Crockett, Crockett.
Do you have any questions for our snack tank guest?
Okay, you said that this is your 4 favorites. How many available flavors can injera offer us?
Mm. I think there are 3 more. I think there is a garlic, which I am a little neutral on. There is a very spicy. And then I think there's a slightly less spicy, which basically is like the plain one. So that's it. You can order them online. So they are nationally available. So if you were to choose this, you don't have to come to Maryland, D.C., Virginia. You can easily order it from the company or from Amazon. You just look up injera crisps on the Amazon. This is the only company that makes them. Magnifique.
Love it.
These are vegan, I'm being told, is from the label.
I have 2 questions.
I'm
the
ready.
First question is, are the founders of this company Ethiopian?
I don't know anything about the company.
We'll look into it. And my second question is, I'm curious, do they have the injera shipped from Ethiopia and then make the crisps, or they're making their own injera?
So in the Ethiopian community is so huge in the U.S. mm-hmm. now that you can actually get teff flour here. And so, no, it is made okay. there. So yes, mm-hmm. you can make injera. We have teff flour up in our pantry. You can readily make it, and they do. They make it there, and they sell a whole line of Ethiopian food. But this is by far, like, I think this is like a snack that kind of breaks through the, oh, cool, I'm trying something new and fun, and could possibly break into the, like, oh, yeah, this is a legit cracker option, cracker mm-hmm. chip replacement mm-hmm. option. Not that you're looking to replace those things, but I think to add to them, to add a little depth to them.
So you make injera at your home? Like the bread, not the...
We have tried. We're pretty bad.
I was
going to
say, is it difficult?
Pan, it is, because you kind of have to, like, there's a balance where you have to let it kind of ferment. It's sort of like making sourdough mm-hmm. bread, and I've gotten it really right before or after the curve, but never just quite right, but passable, you know, passable for, like, you know, trying to make your at-home dinner. The cat's really meowing.
Hi, Waffles.
So she's really a part of this.
Okay. I'm ready if you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay.
Barbara, short-haired Klug.
Thank you.
Please deliberate.
Eddie. You had no idea that when you were coming on the Snack Tank, you were going to be talking to a veteran Ethiopian traveler or a traveler to Ethiopia.
No idea.
Wait, you've been to Ethiopia?
To two times, maybe even three.
New news for me as her co-host. So,
and it is one of my favorite countries I've ever been to. The people are gorgeous. They just have such a unique, beautiful look to them. I think they're the most gorgeous people on the planet, first of all. And I have had injera before in Ethiopia. I will say injera is not my favorite. I yeah. do like the that it's a vehicle. I appreciate that. But it's not like I would crave the injera at a table. It was more just like it's helping me get the rice into my mouth or the meat, but I wasn't like loving the injera. It was just like, okay, I'll use what's necessary. But when you dry up that injera and you make it into a little cinnamon sugar crisp,
when you dry up that injera,
I am in to win. I will say the classic just kind of tastes like injera to me. I was like, oh, it's just crunchy injera. Okay, great.
Right, that's right.
The rosemary, which I thought was going to be my favorite, was very rosemary forward. I'm talking, it was very...
It's really rosemary with a side
exactly,
of everything else.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, yeah. Dang it. If they just toned down the rosemary, I think I would like it. Yeah. But then you handed me the cinnamon sugar injera. And I thought, this is my new favorite sweet snack. It
Bingo.
Is so good. I could see it like... dipped into like some whipped cream or a little, like, you know, it would be great during the fall, like a little pumpkin dip.
Oh yeah.
Yes. With this would be fly.
Sprinkled on top.
It's got a ginger flavor to it.
It's got a little ginger. I mean, it is fire. So
you're in it. That's good.
I will say that, Eddie Kaufholz, I do indeed accept, approve, and will promote your snack. Cinnamon sugar specifically.
I feel very validated. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon yep. sugar. Yep. Done. I appreciate it.
I will say this is definitely the most ethnic snack we have been provided to experience here on Snack Tank. Mm-hmm. I am not typically a chip person.
Oh, yeah.
However, I do say here on the pod, everything is better dipped in something else. So from a vehicle perspective... an excellent vehicle. It's not going to fall apart. It's got some sturdiness to it. Mm-hmm. I love spice, and so I think the medium spicy is delicious.
Wow.
So what's shocking is she's the salty and I'm the sweet here mm-hmm. for those.
That is not what yeah. I expected, mm-hmm. and that is a diverse palate. Now, I do wonder if I bent the rules a little bit by giving... I mean, I think it's a singular snack and four flavors as opposed to four snacks. But I think it's okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad yeah. you like this spice.
So, honestly, for that, I'm going to promote your snack.
Eddie, I don't know if you could do math, but that is 2 out of 2.
You have 100%.
100%. That is 100%. Yeah. There's a feeding frenzy in the tank. This is
okay,
amazing.
You might have already said this, but the only other flavor that's not, that we don't have here, is the garlic and sea salt.
There is a much spicier.
Oh, there is? Okay, it just lists 5 here. Oh, medium spicy and spicy. You're right. Rosemary, classic, cinnamon,
I think it's
spicy,
medium spicy.
Medium spicy and garlic and sea salt. I can't even imagine what the spicy's like. That's got to be like literal fire in your mouth.
It's real fire. And then you think, because of course dip is the number one food mm-hmm. in the world, you think you can like tame it down with a non-spicy dip, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It just zooms right through it and you are just mm-hmm. on fire. But, you know, I love them, but I'm there. It's a very quiet.
You know what's awesome about this?
Ethiopian people don't play with this.
Oh, it's true. You know what's awesome about this is these crisps are good on their own, but I'm just guessing the different combinations you could do with a dip, and I just think they can they only go up from here.
I think a medium spicy with some cream cheese and some chicken on it.
Ooh, very good. Okay. I think some rosemary in like a dill vegan dressing dip would be really great, like a cream base. Mmm.
I love that. I'm 100% into it. Man, I feel very validated and very grateful.
I'm so glad.
I'm glad you
I'm also so grateful to learn about a new snack.
Truly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, these are good. And you can order them. And I hope they become more available.
Okay, can you pronounce the brand name for us?
I think it's Tisonia.
Okay, I didn't know if you pronounce the T or not.
It is. For those that would like to look it up, Tisona, Gourmet Ethiopian Foods. And we'll send a link in the show notes too. But Eddie, congratulations.
This felt
great. The
only
thing that could be better if you were sitting here with us eating said injera crisps.
It was a miss that I did not order them for myself and do not have any, because right now I'm just watering and it is less fun than you might think watching other people eat a snack you love.
Oh my goodness, I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're the best.
Also, for those who don't know, tell us about your pod on the network.
Yes.
Yes, doing the best we can with Eddie Kaufman.
We're network show friends.
We are.
Oh, yes. Well, this is like a cross-network promotion. Mm-hmm. This is like when the Globetrotters were on Scooby-Doo. This is very exciting.
That's amazing.
What a deep cut of a reference, but I am here for it.
Very deep. And you choose whether you want to be the Globetrotters or Scooby-Doo. I leave that to you.
Yeah, what's it about? Yeah. Tell a little what's doing the best we can about.
Yeah, so it starts as a newsletter, and I write every week about where we're at, where I'm at, something we're thinking about. I just wrote this week in response to a listener who wanted advice as a new stay-at-home dad. Awesome. And so I do that, and then the newsletter turns into a podcast, and the podcast turns into a conversation. And I love getting to be a part of it. I love being on the network. Everybody's so supportive and lovely and loving at the network. And, and it's just like a very fun community that is able to have hard, silly, fun, ridiculous, cat-based, whatever conversations. And I love it.
Check it out, guys. It's really great.
For sure.
Very sweet.
All right, Eddie. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you on Slack.
Yeah, I can't wait. Bye.
Yo, snackers. Okay, we're here to tell you about one of our fave one-stop shops for all your snacking needs. That's right, it's nuts.com.
And as Fal said, nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like flour, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everyone.
And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority, which we love. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so it is freshy fresh. I really, really love their ranch toasted corn nuts. You guys, ranch and corn nuts together, come on. I love their kettle popcorn and their rye bagel chips. Y'all, these are snacks that are satisfaction guaranteed. There is really something for everyone.
So right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/snackshow. So go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/snackshow, and you'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/snackshow.
Snackers, welcome to the snack tank. our next contestant that we will talk to on the Snack Tank is Keith Parrish. Keith, did I say your name correctly?
You did.
Great. And Keith, can you please tell the listeners how we met, how the Snack Show and Keith Parrish came to converge on this momentous day?
I was at my brother-in-law's house, and I was talking to his sister-in-law.
Sure.
If everyone has followed so far.
Yeah.
And I was talking about one of my life passions, which is candy. And this person said, wow, I have these friends that have a show about snack foods, and you should go on it because you're a podcaster about sports, but you have apparently my candy take was so impassioned.
They were
like, you need to go on this show. And that's how then the contact info was exchanged. My brother-in-law was like, hey, can I share your contact info with this podcast? And I said, if you must.
Yes. Well, shout out to Baker.
Yep.
And Becca?
And Becca.
And kind of Becca, yeah.
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 I deduced that just based on your story.
Yeah. Yep. Baker is a huge fan of the Snack Show and a huge fan of, is it Fast Break?
Fast Break Breakfast.
Fast Break Breakfast. So you guys check it out. That is Keith.
Yeah.
Keith's podcast. So we're so excited because, I mean, any friend of candy is a friend of ours. And so welcome to the Snack Tank.
No emotion over here has already given her opinion. So winning on Shark Tank over there.
Okay, Keith, you have the floor. Please let us know your favorite snack and why the Snack Show should promote it.
I know we're on the Snack Show and you keep using the term snack, but I do not consider what I'm about to pitch you necessarily a snack. I don't consider it a synonym. It's a candy, and it's a delightful candy, and it's a wonderful candy. I think it's the best candy. If, when you're snacking, you want to go for candy, I'm not going to judge you. Mm-hmm. I have recognized that not everyone loves candy. Turns out my wife, something's wrong with her, I fear, does not love candy. And maybe it's just a personal thing, but I think most people love candy. And if you out there have any form of non-damaged sweet tooth, I think the best candy in the world, it's Mike and Ike's. And I know the fruit-flavored candy, it's a very popular form of candy. You have your Starburst, you have your Skittles, you have some of the tangier things like Sweet Tarts. All great! You have the whole entire like industry of sour candies. Those also are amazing. But the most perfect, the distilled essence of perfect sweet fruit-flavored candy is Mike and Ike's. And I'm not talking about some of the Mega Mix Mike and Ike's. Those are fine. I'm not going to judge you. But the original Mike and Ike's, which I found out today is 83 years old, the original Mike and Ike's started in 1940, are perfect. They have your classic, bold fruit flavors, orange, lemon, lime, cherry, and strawberry. The flavors are distinct and unique. And I mean that not in the sense that everyone knows what orange candy tastes like, although I would say most of your fruit flavors in candy, I would argue they are based off of the precedent Mike and Ike established. Because all of these flavors are so perfect that like when you eat some modern candies, you could close your eyes and the tangy fruit, sugary, it kind of runs together. And you're like, wait, was that a purple or a pink? What's in my mouth? I can't remember. You never make that mistake with Mike and Ike's. Everyone, bold, perfect, ideal flavor. The texture, it brings me back, I think, to my childhood because I was not exposed to Mike and Ike's as a kid, but I did love jelly beans. And the texture is very similar to the classic, I think maybe the apex jelly bean, the Russell Stover and Pecton jelly bean. Also, by the way, one of the best candies ever. But the Mike and Ike has a similar, firmer texture. It's not squishy. It's not gummy. It holds together just ideally. And finally, I would say one benefit of the Mike and Ike, and this is from personal experience, it's indestructible. Do you have to take care of your Mike and Ikes? No, you do not. If you're eating Mike and Ikes in the car and one drops down on the floorboard, is something going to happen to it? No. Will bugs go after it? No, they will not. They won't even touch it. You can find it any amount of time later, it's still perfectly edible, perfectly delicious. You can leave it outside in your driveway. Let's say maybe you're eating the Mike and Ike's on the way home from Kroger. You spilled a couple. You get out of your car. They fall off of your, you know, lap onto the ground. They're just sitting there on the driveway. In my experience, they will last for days and still have that perfect sugary fruity burst. It's the ideal candy. I recommend the perfect serving size is the movie theater box, available in any grocery store. Mike and Ike's, I would say they're the standard bearer for what all fruit candy should be.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a pitch. That was impassioned.
It was.
Furthermore, I would say I've had this fantasy before, and like this is, I feel like it's like a sci-fi scenario that people have sometimes. They're like, man, what if you went back in time and you could bring something from the future? And a lot of it goes into like adolescent violent fantasies where it's like, what if you went back to the Middle Ages with the machine gun? Or what if whatever, you had modern weaponry and civil war? I say, what if I went back to the Dark Ages and the only, I don't even need to have knowledge of the current times. I don't need to have knowledge of medicine or technology. I'm pretty sure if I just had an unlimited supply of Mike and Ike's, I could probably rise to power in any society just by being like, hey, do you want the best thing in the world? Taste this. And they would be so blown away by the perfection of this taste, they would be like, this guy's a wizard. He has some special powers. And I think the only downside to this mental exercise, or if it actually happened, would be, would I have the discipline to not just eat them all without the benefits of modern dentistry?
So what you're saying is that Mike and Ike's are not only a candy, they're a currency?
I think it would be one of the more powerful currencies you could ever have if you were able to detach from this present time, enter another timeline. Yes, I think if you could take Mike and Ike's with you, you would be, I think, hailed in any society and quickly rise to the head of that society.
Okay.
Wow.
I've never heard that as described as a snack. So
we have a lot to go off
we
of.
Do.
First of all,
we do.
Keith, thank you so much for that.
Yes, thank you.
Speech and pitch.
You're very welcome.
I have some questions. Jamie, do you have questions?
I do, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to, can I lead off with some
sure,
questions?
Yeah. I would just like to say, you did start this saying you don't think it's a snack, but here on the snack show, anything can be a snack if you believe hard enough. So
I love it.
Mm-hmm. So this falls directly
in our
window.
I'm a big history buff. So you leading with the history on the year that Mike and Ike's was created was first and foremost a good move on your part. Second follow-up question, do you know where the Mike and Ike name came from?
Well, I do know that Wikipedia has a lot of theories, but no concrete answer. That's as deep as my research goes.
I saw some information about maybe two brothers that were dwarves and they played in the
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yes. Wizard of Oz.
Yes, I've read that story. I believe it's unsubstantiated.
Yeah. Who knows?
So we don't know who Mike and or Ike.
Well, they're mysterious.
Are. Okay.
Mike and Ike are mysterious.
Yeah. Right.
My second follow-up question. Why are Mike and Ike's better than your Good and Plenty's?
I just like kind of threw up a little in my mouth when you said that. Good and Plenty's have a similar texture, but they don't, for me, I need the, every piece is its own delicious flavor. And I feel like the different fruit flavors of Mike and Ike's far superior than a Good and Plenty. Mm.
Do you want to ask your questions before I give my ruling?
Well, one of my questions was going to be, because you talked so much about the consistency, the longevity of them, I wanted to know how you felt about their cousins, which is Good and Plenty and Hot Tamales.
Well, so both of those are a single note offering. If I'm not mistaken. Mm. I mean, Hot Tamales are just the cinnamon-ish flavor. The Good and Plenty's, is it only licorice? I can't even remember.
I think Good and Plenty is only licorice flavor.
Yeah, yes. So like I don't mess around with licorice that much. The five different flavors, all perfect, I think separates them. Like if you want a cinnamon candy, yeah, that's fine. I don't know anyone I'm sure they're out there who just gorges on cinnamon candy or like, hey, man, sure. You're in a whole box of licorice. Like, that's not behavior. I've encountered that frequently. I'm sure it's out there. Reach out if that's you. But I would say any fruit candy that has like the multiple different flavors that you're dealing with, man, you can eat those all day. Again, everyone's tolerance levels might change, but personally, I can eat those all day. Mm. Mm.
Do you eat them one at a time, or do you do flavor palettes, like combos of flavors, as you're eating your Mike and Ikes?
I eat them one at a time. Mm. I don't ever grab a handful of Mike and Ikes. I will do every now and then, I'll bite one and a half, even though they are perfectly bite-sized.
Sure.
You bite one and a half, maybe you see that green, you're like, man, it's so good. Also, by the way, the green is lime, which I think for anyone with an extreme sweet tooth, you need the lime. You don't need the green apple. The green apple might be for maybe a more mature palate, maybe a more less childish person. I don't mind identifying as a childish adult. This sweet, like when Skittles went apple, it was a dark day. Okay. Mm. I know they've since brought it back. I think they felt nationally and maybe worldwide we needed it after the pandemic. They're like, you know what? Everyone needs a boost. Everyone needs like a little pat on the back. Here's the thing. We're going to bring back lime because no one likes the green apple. But yeah, I will sometimes mix and match the two to be like, what if I put the perfect cherry with the perfect lime? A little cherry lime kind of, you know, but it's good. But I feel like they so perfected each flavor. Because, like, there's other candies I love. But I'm like, you know what? That one flavor, like, oh, I don't like the pinks. Or I don't like the purples. Or, like, the whites, they're okay. No, like, the Mike and Ikes, everyone's great. And, yeah, I will sometimes mix and match. But generally, usually, I'm just each one by itself. I want to savor each one for what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're ready.
Yeah, I'm
Jamie,
ready.
Do you want to start?
Deliberate. Yeah, sure. I will.
Yeah.
Well, firstly, I would like to thank you for presenting us with a snack that has really existed, as you said, for 83 years, but I feel like has left the snack zeitgeist, if you will, on a popular level. If you walk into a movie theater, you'll probably see a Mike and Ikes, but I don't know anyone who has intentionally like bought them at a store in the last 20 years. You know, like they're there and people like them, but and I don't know if people don't want to talk about liking them. I don't know if it's a secret society or what, but thank you for bringing that. I will also say that I have really went on an emotional journey with this pitch. As you described Mike and Ikes being able to be left on the floor of your car and be eaten at any time in the future, feels like if it lives that long on your floor, how long does it live in your body? So that was the downward journey of my emotions. Mm. It feels like a bunker snack, maybe. But then you said lime, and they have lime. And I'm telling you, all fruit-flavored snacks need a lime option. And that was really where we charted right back up that mountain. And so for that, I'm going to promote Mike and Ikes.
Wonderful news.
Yep.
Love that. Congratulations.
Yep. Fallon, short-haired Lady Klug, please tell us your thoughts.
My heart, mind, body, and soul went on a similar yet opposite journey of yours.
Okay.
I heard the lime and I thought, down, the roller coaster's going down. I'm not a fan of lime. Key lime pie, throw it in the trash. Lime Skittles, I want the green apple. So that wasn't enticing to me. Unlike Jamie, when you were talking about the indestructibleness / willingness for the 5-second rule to be extended to a 10-second, 1-minute, 7-day long rule, I really respected that because I do not waste when it comes to food. So when I heard that, I thought, you know what? The roller coaster is chugging back up on this mountaintop. And then when you finished off with world domination of the Mike and Ike, I thought, whether I'm distracted by the passion in your voice or not, you won me over. So for that reason, for those reasons, I will also promote Mike and Ike's on the Snack Show. Congratulations. That is
Thank you.
2 out of 2.
100%.
This is great. It's tremendous news.
This is great news. Also, to be fair, the last time I had a Mike and Ike was probably in middle school, and I am now craving the Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, I haven't had them in a long time. I've probably had a hot tamale is the last of that shape of snack that I have had.
Yeah, it's the old pill sized shape.
Or, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you call that. I don't know. What it is. It was. I feel like a popular. I don't know if they were all sharing the same molds. At
I
some
know.
Point at the candy factory. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
You guys both mentioned you've had. You haven't had a Mike and Ike in a while. I don't know why I missed. I was unaware of Mike and Ike's as a child.
Yeah, that was my follow-up question. At what age was your first Mike and Ike experience?
And so I'm not even certain. Like, I can't even. I don't have a moment where I'm like, I remember the first time I had it. I just know my parents. I've found out comparing them to like my spouses and other adult friends. Maybe my parents were pretty into candy, and they liked very same stuff. But we had like. I feel like sweet tarts were a big treat. Like the Atomic Fireball, me and my dad would eat those at like going to sporting events and stuff. But we did love jelly beans a lot, and jelly beans were a constant Easter treat. You get jelly beans all around Easter.
Sure.
And then I do remember when the Starburst jelly beans came out.
Ugh, yes.
Which were, again, very, very good.
I mean, so good.
And so like that became a thing where I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And that might be where I maybe began my journey as slightly overboard eating on the candy. Mm. And I would eat it until I felt bad. But I pushed through that wall, and now I've built up a tolerance. So I can I can just keep eating them. It's great. But then when I got a Mike and Ike, it was this like I wish I knew when it happened, because my memory of it, I'm like, they finally did it. This is perfect. They took everything I like about the childhood jelly beans. They took everything I like about Starburst jelly beans. Like, this is, it's perfect. Like, they did it. It's wonderful. And maybe now that we've all met, you might pass me at a local Kroger being the one buying the Mike and Ikes.
100%. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I can't.
It's,
I'm banking
it's
on it.
It's hard not to buy
it. In the candy aisle.
It's like, just a dollar? You're like, a dollar for pure joy? Like, I don't know how you pass that up.
If that's not their new slogan, I don't know what is. A dollar for pure joy.
A dollar for pure joy.
I mean, there might be a downside, but I haven't found it.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, Keith, again, thank you so much for being a part of the Snack Tank. Congratulations once again for 100% win on this snack. We're excited to promote Mike and Ike's. And Mike and Ike's, if you're listening and you want to be a sponsor of the snack show.
And send us all.
Come on down.
Some pills, please do.
That's true. Listeners, don't forget to listen to Keith on his podcast, Fast Break Breakfast.
Nailed it.
And what do you talk about on the podcast?
It's a basketball podcast. We talk about the NBA.
Nice.
It is breakfast themed. Also, I do kind of frequently mention my candy obsessions.
Perfect.
Every now and then, the my interests in candy and basketball overlap.
Love
like
it.
There was a basketball player who had to have an intervention for his candy and sugar consumption not too long ago. That was Dwight Howard. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Whoa.
Kind of a famous basketball player. He had some nerve issues from ingesting too much sugar. So there is a downside, apparently. I haven't hit it yet that I know of. But, yeah,
sure.
Fast Break Breakfast is a basketball NBA podcast. Definitely check it out if you want to hear about lots of things that aren't basketball, honestly. That's kind of our trademark.
Love it.
That's amazing.
All right, Keith. Well, I wish you all the Mike and Ikes in the future. And I'm so glad we know each other. And we hope to talk soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye, Keith.
Bye, guys.
Our next guest on Snack Tank is was a blogger. Are you still a blogger? Yes?
No, not really.
Yeah. Author.
I have a blog still, but it's just like a hold in place.
Speaker. Podcaster. Co-host of the Big Boo Cast, Sophie Hudson.
Hello.
We are so glad you're here.
Thank you. This feels like it's the thing I feel like I've worked for my whole life to be able to talk about snacks in an official capacity.
Sophie, yes. We feel the same way
important.
Creating this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate y'all's your ministry, your sacrifice, your wisdom, all those things, because it's a big topic in this house for sure.
Well, we are glad that you are here.
Yes.
And I will now be Mark Cuban. She will be Barbara
with
the
short
hair. And Sophie Hudson, please tell us your favorite snack.
Okay, y'all, I have thought about this probably more than I should have. I mean, ever since you asked me about doing this, it's almost been a point of stress for me because I wanted to get it right. I wanted to do honor to this process. So I've gone back and forth. I know several people have picked popcorn in the past, so I tried to stay away from that. I know we've had some peanut butter things. I really do believe that I have the exceptional snack. And I'm going to tell you that I did what I believe is biblical. When I selected this snack, I remembered. I went back over the course of my life and I tried to find the snack that has been a consistent companion, and that has just been consistent in terms of comfort and joy. And where I have landed with this is the combos. Now, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the combos. I believe combos to be, especially if you're traveling in a car, it's your superior option. And I have several reasons why. But first of all, I would just like to say it needs to be the pizzeria combos, not the pepperoni pizza. They have a reddish filling and it will mess up your clothes if it touches. So I'm going to open them and I'm going to tell you why I think they're superior. But they can be hard to open. And so y'all may have to sing a song or something while I try to get into them. Okay, I got it. Okay, so here's the first thing. Is the texture of the combo, because there are little salt flakes on the outside. So you get a little bit of texture in every bite. I think that's important with a snack. You don't want it to be, you don't want a soft food for your favorite snack. You need a crunch. And then you get this filling. Now, here's what I'm going to say about it. Is it savory? Yes, it is. It's cheesy and it's a tad bit pepperoni-y. But it's also a little sweet. I don't think we need to dig into that too much. It's got a little hint of something sweet in it. I don't know that that's a quality normally that you find at the pizzeria, but it's here and it's good because it's sweet and savory, sweetish and savory. And then the size I think is ideal for a car ride. It's not going to interfere with anything you need to do. It's small, takes a minute to chew it. And then really because of the size of the combos bag, what I have found is you can just eat a few and then you just wrap them up. It's a snack for going and then coming home because you can just leave them in your car. They're folded up. And then when you start your trip home, you just undo them and then you still have your textured pretzel deliciousness. I don't know why, but these with a Diet Coke, especially, it's the only way to travel as far as I'm concerned, if you're driving a car. So that is my case for the combos pizzeria flavor.
Wow.
Yeah. There was so much information.
I have so much to respond to.
Packed in a short amount of time. Barbara? Okay,
so we're going to ask some questions.
Yeah.
This is now the question and answer segment. Sophie, beyond the pizzeria, are there other combo flavors that you would be a proponent
of? There's a pepperoni pizza. That's the one I think it's too red. I've tried it before. I don't like the feeling that I need to wash my hands after I eat a snack. So I find that one to be unacceptable. There's a cheddar cheese. It's a little blah to me. And then I have seen there is some sort of, I believe it's a buffalo flavor that's available, but that's a bridge too far for me.
Sure.
I don't need buffalo to get mixed up in a pretzel.
Sure.
That's why I think the pizzeria one is the best of what's available at this time.
Now, second question. I've been known as a snacker to, if there's a way to deconstruct a snack and eat it piece by piece, I will. I'll figure out a way to do it.
Yes.
So I have a process of how I've eaten combos in the past. I'm curious, do you just pop them right in and eat them whole? Is there any sort of way you eat them that's special, or are you just taking it as it's given?
I
know.
I really like with the combo. I mean, it's fine to eat it whole. I mean, that'll work. But I really like more of a vertical approach. I like to come at it like vertically and kind of like dissect it down the center. I find that to be very, very pleasing because it feels like you experience the filling better that way.
Sure.
It might not be for everybody, but that's kind of how I like to do it.
For people who have maybe never had a combo, what is the inside like texture wise?
It's a little bit like a cheese that has gone to powder and then back to sort of a mushy thing. It's not necessarily the cheese as we would find it in maybe reputable stores, or there's nothing organic about this product. Listen, Jamie, I try not to ask too many questions about really what's going on with the cheese. But if you like the cheese out of the can, this is going to be right up your alley. It's
like a cheese whiz.
It's not as thick as a cheese whiz. It's more of a cheese that has been mixed with something unknown to give it just the slightest amount of texture.
So if you don't mind.
Probably doesn't make this sound as delicious as it is, but it is.
If you don't mind, I'm going to step in and maybe help you here. It's like okay. When you take the cheese packet in Kraft and mix it with the milk or water, but you still have clumps of the cheese that haven't fully mixed in. Those clumps
is now a great word.
Watery yeah. cheese is what is inside a combo.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Clumps is a good word, but it's delicious. I can't even tell you because it's got this little element of pizza flavor to it. And it's also the soft thing inside something that's crunchy. So if you think about if you have like a chocolate filled pretzel, same kind of idea, because you know that chocolate's a little bit thicker than a normal chocolate. So same basic texture idea.
Where is the most common place to purchase combos?
So you've got to buy your combos at a gas station, a convenience store. You're not going to find them.
Partiality over here is really
winning.
You're
not going to find them at Target. You're not going to find them in the Publix. They're not going to be at Kroger. They're going to be, when you go buy your gas for your trip, they're going to be inside. And they are at every convenience store I have ever been into in my whole life.
And all of the flavors are always available?
No, not all the flavors are always available because they're a popular roadside snack. I mean, I think they're in demand. I think other people are onto the combos, but I do generally find that pizzeria is available. Sometimes pepperoni pizza is the only option. Again, I don't like the color of it, but it'll do in a pinch. So.
That's great.
Any other questions, ma'am?
I think I have enough to do my
okay.
responding.
Do you want to start?
I would love for you to start since you've been so impartial this whole interview.
So spoiler alert, you win. You just win. Spoiler alert, you win. Sophie, literally the second you brought up the bag and I saw that C, I said, I'm in. 100%. I will
so
never.
So you love them too.
Oh, I mean, when I see a combos bag, I am 7-year-old Fallon at the corner of Niles and Lincoln at the gas station going in and my mom's saying, grab a snack and I'm grabbing combos. I am right there with you.
And here's the thing. I love a Cheez-It. Like I especially like a Cheddar Jack Cheez-It, but it's not what I want in the car.
Right.
I want a combo in the car. I don't know why, but it's the most delicious. It's salty, but it's not too salt. It's not as salty as a regular pretzel.
Right. Right.
So it's perfection.
It
and
really
the
is.
Crunch
it really is,
is everything. Because of the crunch, I mean, I know these probably have a very long shelf life, but I always tell myself they're very fresh.
Sure.
They're very
sure.
fresh.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm, as you can tell, I'm already a combos fan, but really the 3 points that you said that brought it home for me were that it was such a unique flavor you chose. Because usually people say combos, mm-hmm. they think of the cheese. And so for you going pizzeria,
right.
very unique, very
Thank
special.
You.
Not a lot of snack foods offer that flavoring. Two,
right.
you said crunch. And I don't know, I know we don't know each other very well, but that is my favorite word in the food dictionary. I always need crunch
it's
in my meals.
It's essential
I need
for
a crunch.
Snack.
I need a crunch.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I crave crunch. Mm-hmm. And if I have a meal even where there's nothing crunchy on the plate,
same.
I've got to go find something crunchy.
Girl,
way
we are
more
besties.
Than I need something sweet.
Yes, mm-hmm. we are. Yeah. Sophie, we're besties. I love mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing was the way you described the cheese in the middle. I couldn't have spot on. It's exactly it. It is powdered cheese that has been moistened and wet and is turned
yes.
and dried again.
Jamie's so perplexed. I don't think Jamie's bought in yet, but
we're working on it.
I just encourage you, Jamie, on the way home, you need to stop and you need to get a pack of combos. Just try it.
Have you had combos before?
I have never had a combo in my life.
I'm bringing her combos tomorrow. Are you in the office tomorrow?
I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to get you some. We're getting combos ASAP. ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I mean, there are a lot of great snacks for sure, but this one... It's distinctive. And I mean, it really, it has been a go-to for me since I think probably I was 11, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. it's just, man, it has run the test of
yes,
time.
Yes, truly. So.
Both of you have said an age under driving ability for when you started eating combos. So sure. Can you answer to what level is it a nostalgic taste? Like if you had tried your first combo at the age of 30, let's say, would you feel the exact same way as the feelings that have stirred up from childhood?
I think so. I think the flavor stands on its own.
I do too. 100%. Because I don't like, I like a pretzel. Okay. I don't love a pretzel. Mm. I love a combo.
Yes.
So I don't think it's just nostalgia. I think it's got something to do with the distinctive flavor of the pizzeria combo.
I will say,
again, I'm not saying that a chef would love this, but I mean, okay.
Sure.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I will say, sometimes going off your eating it vertical, sometimes what I like to do is bite it vertical and take the cheese out and just maybe try the cheese on its own.
She's the deconstructionist. If you ever want to know the most complicated way to eat something,
I'm just saying, try it.
She's your phone a friend.
Try it.
Oh, as soon as we finish recording, I'm about to introduce that into my life.
I love it. Okay, 100%.
Jamie. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I've been on an emotional roller coaster in the last 10 minutes. I can say that.
Sure.
Describing powdered cheese that has been, I don't like the word you use, Fal, so I'm not going to use it, has been congealed right. And then has dried back up. Wouldn't be top 5 marketing strategies I would give to the combos company?
Sure.
Listen, I think the combo people have really missed an opportunity. Because I don't think they have, maybe they don't know how to describe the cheese and therefore they just don't push them right. a whole lot. Right. You just got to find it on your own.
Right.
But I did just see that on the back of the bag, it says for more fun, visit combos.com. And I'm 100% going to do that. I never have, but I'm going to see what they have to say for themselves.
They might have a cheese puzzle for you on there. You don't know.
I know.
I will say, Sophie, is that you did describe it as a savory snack. But then you added that mm-hmm. there's some questionable sweetness to it. And if
Fallon, there's just a little something in the middle.
Yes,
in
there's
the middle.
Something. There's
and if my whole something. Personality was summed up, it would be questionable sweetness. And so for that, I will support combos.
Yes, we got her, Sophie.
Yeah, I don't even know that sweet is a word anybody would want associated with cheese product. But because of the saltiness of the pretzel, it works.
It's true.
It works. It's not sweet. It's just, it's just a little something.
You know how like sometimes you'll eat pizza and the tomato sauce has a little sweetness to it?
Yes.
It's like that.
Okay.
But they do have 4 grams of sugar in them in each serving. So, I mean, that's not in the pretzel.
Right.
So it's in the cheese. I don't know.
Who doesn't love a sweet cheese?
I don't ask too many questions, Jamie.
Yeah.
I don't ask too many questions.
Okay.
Sophie, while you're talking, I tried to look up combos.com, and my computer keeps saying this site cannot provide a secure connection. So I don't know what the Lord's trying to tell us, but he's like, don't look any further.
No, listen, it's just take it as it is. You just got to go with this. And let's dig too deep, everybody. Let's not dig too deep. Well, I'm delighted that this has turned out the way it has. It's really
2 out of 2.
Because I mean, I thought about it a lot.
I know you did. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you for the time and care and energy that you have given to us and blessed us with on this day.
Sophie, this has been such a treat. Thank you. For coming on the snack tank.
I love being with y'all.
And we hope to see you again. We got to do this again. This is too much fun.
We can't stop it. It is.
We'll see you again.
Oh, listen, I will bring my Thrive Market box of snacks to Nashville at any point in time. And we can have a sampling.
I would love
it. I love that.
We can break it down.
Well, make sure you find Sophie on all of the places. Instagram, the Big Boo Cast podcast, her books.
Yeah.
Anything else that you would like to shout out for yourself, Sophie? Now's your time. The snackers want to know.
So wait, what'd you say?
I said the snackers want to know.
Oh, yeah, but you hit all the highlights. You did a great job.
Okay, great.
You got it.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sophie.
Okay, thanks, y'all. I loved it.
Today, we heard 3 contestants share their favorite snack.
some were promoted, while others were denied. This has been Snack Tank.